USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer sentiment is falling due to high inflation. The University of Michigan's early reading for May fell by more than 9% from last month, the survey noting a broad decline in consumer expectations across all income and age groups. High prices for durable goods have fewer Americans planning to buy big-ticket items in the coming months. Trump-era pandemic restrictions on illegal immigrants seeking asylum in the United States will stand for now. That's the ruling from a judge hearing the case involving the temporary restraining order against ending Title 42. Since 2020, it has been used more than 1.8 million times to deny illegal immigrants a chance to seek asylum in the United States due to COVID. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki held her final press briefing on Friday. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
House Republicans are wanting some answers regarding the coronavirus pandemic.
GOP lawmakers sent a letter to the House Oversight and Reform Committee and Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis calling for an immediate hearing on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's COVID policies. Among the issues the Republican officials raised are the CDC's withholding of hospitalization and vaccine data, the agency use of citizens' cell phone data to track compliance, and its collusion with activists, teachers, unions to undermine school reopenings.
SpaceX is set to launch another batch of internet satellites into orbit today from the West Coast. The 53 Starlink satellites will be aboard a Falcon 9 rocket set to lift off from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California at 3:07 p.m. local time. Meanwhile, another Starlink launch is scheduled for Saturday afternoon from Florida's Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
At a House Appropriations Subcommittee budget hearing, Chief of Space Force General John Raymond outlines his request to improve the Space Force.
To remain the world's leader in space, this President's budget request prioritizes space and invests $24.5 billion to ensure our assured access to and freedom to maneuver in space. The largest share is research, development, testing, and evaluation funding, almost $16 billion to modernize our forces.
General Raymond adds a portion of the funds will go towards a more resilient and mission-capable missile tracking and missile warning force system design. There's a nationwide shortage on baby formula, which is being caused by the shutdown of the Abbott plant in Sturgis, Michigan in February, following reports of illness in infants and two deaths. Appearing Friday on Fox and Friends, Congresswoman Kat Kamick of Florida discusses the photos she received of warehouses full of baby formula at the border despite the in-store shortage nationwide.
These agents themselves have families, and they have family members that can't get this baby formula in the stores in Texas and Arizona, New Mexico, yet they go to work and they're unloading pallets of baby food out of the back of tractor trailers.
And finally, President Biden once again spending his weekend at his Newcastle, Delaware residence. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.